Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. Two school zones become one in Caney. Here's Julio Flores with more.
With school back in session across the area, lower speed limits in school zones are being enforced. Beginning this year, the two school zones on Highway 75 in Caney have been merged into one longer school zone. Caney Police Chief Ike Dye says the merging decision was not under the city's control due to Highway 75 being a state-controlled roadway. Dye says the longer school zone will eliminate any confusion about when the lower speed limits begin and end. He adds that safety of the children plays a big factor in the decision.
About 32,000 veterans have had disability claims submitted through the Veterans Affairs website delayed because of a technical issue. Affected veterans, including those here in Kansas, have begun getting letters notifying them about the review. This is Kansas Information Network News.
I heard about something called the Affordable Connectivity Program. It helps people save money on internet.
Where did you hear that?
On the internet.
I don't have the internet, but I'd like to.
You should apply to see if you're eligible. You could save $30 a month.
What's it called again? I want to sign up.
The Affordable Connectivity Program, or the ACP.
Get the internet you need for work, school, health care, and more. Sign up, connect, and save at getinternet.gov.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
To some, this might sound like a typical family dog. But at Dog Chow, we know that for a veteran suffering from PTSD, this could be the sound of life-saving therapy.
Thanks, Betty.
That's why we've made it our mission to connect every military hero in need with a canine hero of their own. To learn about the simple ways you can help Dog Chow in our mission, visit dogchow.com/veterans.
Sponsored by Purina.
Good afternoon. I'm Mandy Fick with your KQNK News brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly has approved updated drought declarations for Kansas counties with Executive Order 23-04, saying Kansans have been resilient in the face of drought this past year, though even with some regions receiving significant rainfall, she strongly encourages all Kansans to continue to be mindful of ways they can conserve water and minimize fire hazards. The drought declaration placed 55 counties into an emergency status, 18 counties in a warning status, and 32 into a watch status, and this includes locally Norton and Phillips counties in drought emergency status. This action was recommended by Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office and chair of the governor's drought response team. While most of western Kansas has seen relief from drought in the last 2 months, central and southeast Kansas counties have continued to be dry, with nearly 30% of Kansas currently in extreme or exceptional drought. Through an interagency agreement between the Kansas Water Office, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and the Kansas Division of Emergency Management, counties in emergency stage are eligible for emergency use of water from certain state fishing lakes, and these counties also become eligible for water in some federal reservoirs. Individuals and communities need to contact the Kansas Water Office for a water supply request prior to any withdrawals from lakes, and those requests will in turn be referred to the appropriate office to obtain necessary permits to withdraw the requested water. This executive order shall remain in effect for those counties identified until rescinded by executive order ending the declaration or revising the drought stage status of the affected counties. Effective immediately, Executive Order 23-04 declares a drought emergency, warning, or watch for the counties as identified and authorizes and directs all agencies under the jurisdiction of the governor to implement the appropriate watch, warning, or emergency level drought response actions assigned in the operations plan of the governor's drought response team. The governor's drought response team will continue to watch the situation closely and work to minimize the negative drought-induced effects on Kansans. For more detailed information about current conditions, visit the Climate and Drought webpage on the Kansas Water Office website at kwo.ks.gov. Kansas families are set to receive about $7.4 million to support grocery shopping during the 2023-2024 school year. Last Tuesday, Governor Kelly reported that the Department of Children and Families and the Kansas State Department of Education have continued the pandemic electronic benefit program for the upcoming school year. This program provides financial aid to families who get free or reduced price school meals or have children under the age of 6 and receive regular food assistance benefits. Governor Kelly said the PEBT benefit provides temporary funding to address hunger and put healthy food on the table for Kansas children, and is thankful for their partnership with the Kansas Department of Education, which will ensure they have the data to get these benefits into the hands of families across the state. As of Monday, August 21st, children under the age of 6 in a home that received food assistance in the state between August 2022 and May 11, 2023, have started to receive the child care PEBT benefit. The benefit amounts will depend on how many months a child received food assistance benefits, and DCF noted that it anticipates distributing around $7.4 million for the program. Additionally, Governor Kelly indicated that the DCF will provide a supplemental PEBT benefit for the summer of 2023. This benefit is for school-aged children who got free or reduced price school meals during the 2022-23 school year. Due to the complex nature of gathering necessary data, the governor said DCF will distribute the supplemental benefits in two phases starting in January 2024. The first phase will include an auto issuance of benefits to families who are known to the DCF through a direct certification process, and the second phase, which is set to begin in February, provides families the chance to request supplemental benefits through an online portal. Additional information about the request process will be shared at a later date. The governor noted that the supplemental benefit is $120 per child, and the DCF does anticipate distributing about $13.6 million for 2023. She said recipients will be able to use the funds to buy eligible foods from approved retailers who accept food assistance benefits, such as grocery stores and online at Aldi, Amazon, or Walmart. More information about these benefits can be found at dcf.ks.gov. Resurfacing projects to begin in Trigo County this week. Project work will include milling and overlay on K-198 from the I-70 junction to the east city limits in Collier. Walkeny Business Loop US 283 at I-70 exit 127. North to Barkley Avenue, east on Barkley Avenue to the US 40B junction, then south on US 40B to I-70 exit 128, and K-147 from 1600 feet south of P Road near the Big Creek Bridge crossing. Traffic will be reduced to one lane through the work zones and directed by flaggers and a pilot car in some areas during daylight hours. Drivers are advised to plan for delays of 5 minutes or less. I'll be back with more of your news in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
The Norton Police Department are reminding drivers that now through Labor Day, September 4th, the Norton Police Department will join other police agencies across Kansas in a crackdown aimed at removing impaired drivers from the roadways during the You Drink, You Drive, You Lose campaign. It is illegal to drive while impaired, yet one person is killed in a drunk driving crash every 52 minutes in the United States, and just one drink before driving can put you and others in danger because alcohol impairs thinking, reasoning, and muscle coordination. Driving after consuming alcohol or any other potentially impairing substance is a choice you make. So according to the Norton Police Department, the You Drink, You Drive, You Lose enforcement campaign is intended to remind drivers to take a moment to consider how it would be to begin every day with the memory of your decision. If it resulted in injury or death, because if you are driving impaired, you are not only more likely to crash, but that crash is more likely to cause serious injury or death. So you need to think about your family, your friends, your coworkers, and your neighbors. And always wear your seatbelt, because it's your best defense against impaired drivers every trip, every time. Norton Chief of Police Jay Sharp stated that you can count on the Norton Police Department to vigorously enforce impaired driving and other traffic laws, not just during this enforcement campaign, but all through the year, in order to save lives. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Animal Health has received notification of multiple confirmed cases of West Nile virus in horses across the state over the past few weeks, and the confirmed cases have been reported in Barber, Butler, Douglas, and Pratt counties. West Nile virus is a preventable disease with annual vaccinations that have proven highly effective. All of the confirmed cases of West Nile virus in Kansas were in unvaccinated horses or horses with an unknown vaccination history, so they were assumed to be unvaccinated. All horse owners should consult with their local veterinarians and make a vaccination plan for their horses. West Nile virus is a virus that can infect humans, horses, birds, and other species. Horses infected with West Nile virus can have symptoms that range from depression, loss of appetite, and fever to severe neurologic signs such as incoordination, weakness, inability to rise, and hypersensitivity to touch or sound. West Nile virus can be fatal in horses, so if you see symptoms in your horse, you need to contact your veterinarian immediately. The virus is carried and transmitted by mosquitoes and is not directly contagious from horse to horse or from horse to human. West Nile virus is a reportable disease in Kansas, which means veterinarians are required by law to report any confirmed cases to the state veterinarian. Residents in USD 294 Oberlin will vote Tuesday, August 29th on a $29.15 million issue to replace a 96-year-old elementary school and update the 84-year-old Decatur County Junior and Senior High School with additions and renovations that would also house the grade school. The district said the bond would be financed over 30 years. The bond will have an impact on the district's mill levy for property taxpayers. A mill levy is the tax rate that is applied to the assessed value of a property. One mill is $1 per $1,000 of assessed value. If the bond issue passes, the mill levy will increase 28.25 per $1,000 of assessed value. For the median home in Decatur County of $66,100, that would mean an increase of $17.89 per month. Voters can vote at designating voting polls on August 29th starting at 7 a.m. Polls will close at 7 p.m. I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Call 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Watch your savings flourish with a certificate of deposit from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Now through the end of August, earn 5.20% APY on a 14-month CD. Stop in or call us today at 785-877-5191. Enjoy this secure and rewarding opportunity to invest wisely, save confidently, and maximize your growth at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Minimum deposit of $10,000 required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Summer is beating down the door, and it's time to think about getting your vehicle in tip-top shape before you go out of town. Stop into Kansas Land Tire in Norton and have them help you with some of their many vehicle services. Brakes, exhaust, tire repair, lube oil and filter change, belts and hoses, engine tune-up, shocks and struts, radiator and cooling, air conditioning, steering and suspension, and more. Call Kansas Land Tire at 785-877-5181 and set up your appointment today.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The ethanol industry blasted the Environmental Protection Agency's Science Advisory Board for downplaying the climate benefits of corn ethanol in a recent report. The Renewable Fuel Association argues in a letter to EPA head Michael Reagan that his science board's claims contradict research by USDA and the Energy Department, the California Air Resources Board, and the University of Illinois. RFA CEO Jeff Cooper.
They ignored the preponderance of scientific evidence that's out there that shows corn ethanol absolutely reduces greenhouse gas emissions. All of those studies show that we're in about a 40 to 50% reduction range compared to petroleum.
Instead, EPA Science Advisory Board says the best available science suggests there are minimal or no climate benefits from replacing gasoline with corn ethanol. We asked Cooper if the EPA, with its long record of stymieing greater ethanol use, is playing politics in favor of the White House's push to electric vehicles.
I'm concerned that there are members of this science advisory board that very much have a political agenda against corn ethanol and a political agenda in favor of mass electrification of our vehicle fleet.
Cooper writes Administrator Reagan that the science board's review was biased and there were no scientists with biofuel experience. Rather, there was the chief scientist from the Environmental Defense Fund.
They've been lobbying for the repeal of the renewable fuel standard and lobbying against ethanol for decades. And so to think that you're going to get some objective, unbiased perspective from that organization is laughable.
Cooper says he'll bring up his concerns during a September 21st Science Advisory Board meeting in D.C. Once again, those are comments from RFA CEO Jeff Cooper. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
It's important to know who's who in your livestock operation. Get them tagged with help from Valley Vet Supply for easy individual animal identification. Valley Vet has the best cattle ear tags on the market, including Z-Tags, Y-Tex, Allflex, and other trusted brands, as well as supplies for goat and sheep ear tagging and feedlot tags. In addition to ear tags, you'll find the tools you need, like the proper ear tag applicators, replacement parts, markers, and ink. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Looks like we'll stay out of the 100s for a while, at least until Friday. By then, we could see some locations hit the century mark again. Overall, near or slightly above average daytime highs today and tomorrow. 80s for most of the state, but some 90s in our southern counties. We'll stay dry through most of the week, except for isolated showers and thunderstorms in the western counties this afternoon and evening. After that, rain chances will drop off quite a bit for the rest of the week. On the map heading into this afternoon, the big news will center around Florida and Hurricane Idalia affecting the state, which is forecast to hit from the eastern Gulf later on in the week. Around our area, weak low pressure trough is over the western counties with high pressure anchored over northeastern Kansas. We do have some moist air moving up from the southwest and into the central Rockies, so little of that will make it into our western counties. Scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up in the western high plains through the afternoon and evening, but the rest of the state will stay dry. Overnight lows in the 50s west and 60s central and east and generally fair. High pressure builds in the central Rockies beginning tomorrow, and that'll extend into the plains, assuring us a dry day. Temperatures start to moderate a little bit. We'll see more locations in the 90s by tomorrow afternoon. High pressure in the upper levels will stay parked over Kansas through the rest of the week. Some spots back around 100 by Friday. This afternoon in our northwestern counties will be in the low to mid 80s with upper 50s overnight, mid to upper 80s north central, and tonight we're expecting low to mid 60s. Low to mid 80s northeast, and tonight low to mid 60s. Mid to upper 80s southwest, and upper 50s for the overnight hours. Upper 80s south central, low to mid 60s for the overnight, and upper 80s in the southeast, low to mid 60s tonight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.